Treating complex back problems can seem like a scary prospect, but the good news is that there are many minimally invasive treatment options available that can really help out. We're going to learn about it today with Dr. John Main, a neurosurgeon at Ocala Health Neurological Institute. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from Ocala Health. I'm Prakash Chandran. So first of all, Dr. Main, can you talk to us a little bit about some of the reasons so many of us suffer from back pain?
Yeah, there's several etiologies for back pain. Most of them do not require surgery. They result from musculoskeletal strain, sprain, those type of injuries to the back, ligaments, disc, and muscles. Back pain can become more complicated. As we age, we get degenerative conditions, which can be lumbar stenosis, lumbar spondylolisthesis, degenerative scoliosis. So it can be more complicated. You can also have traumatic problems such as herniated disc, fractures, etiologies of that kind of nature.
Got it. So what I'm hearing from you is that some of it is just degenerative and just happens over time, but then there's also trauma that can cause this as well, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So what are some of the recommended first-line treatments when someone begins to have back problems?
Surgeries are typically the last resort when treating back pain. Most of the time, these things can be treated with conservative measures, which include stretching, exercise, physical therapy, chiropractic care, epidural steroid injections, anti-inflammatories. The reason why some of these modalities work is because a lot of times you'll get cracks and fissures in the disc, which can inflame the nerves, and that's where the epidural steroid injections come into play, as well as anti-inflammatories.
I see. So for most back problems, what you're saying is that through rehabilitation, potentially some injections, it can be resolved. Is that correct?
Correct. Most of these things are resolved with conservative therapy. What we really are concerned with is when the pain starts radiating down the legs, or you have weakness of a limb. Those are the conditions that really concern us. Loss of bowel and bladder. Those are when there's something usually a little bit more going on.
Okay, so you mentioned some of the symptoms, but maybe talk a little bit about why some people might have to have more complex spinal procedures done.
Well, I mean, there's a big difference between, regular, in my mind, there's a big difference between regular spinal procedures and complex spine procedures. When somebody says complex spinal procedure, that makes me think that it's not your normal surgery, which would indicate that you've had surgery before and you're doing some type of corrective surgery. You have surgery at multiple levels, more than three levels. That would indicate to me it's a little bit more complicated. Or you have scoliosis or some kind of deformity.
I see. And so can you maybe talk about some of the more modern, minimally invasive procedures that are available to patients today?
Yeah, minimally invasive is more of an approach to the spine. Instead of doing traditional procedures where you destroy normal anatomy, you are more concerned with preserving as much of the anatomy as possible, yet at the same time accomplishing the goal of the surgery. We do this with muscle-splitting techniques utilizing dilators and tubular retractors, which, a typical incision for a discectomy or something is 18 to 20 millimeters, which is a far cry from the previous surgeries where we would make a midline incision and cut the muscle off the bone and then remove as much bone as possible. So the techniques have been greatly modified. We also utilize our new technology. We're starting to utilize robotics. We're starting to utilize endoscopes when we do things with an endoscopic procedure, which can be done under local anesthesia, as well as, the typical microscope and things of that nature. So we're refining these techniques as technology advances.
So when we talk about some of these minimally invasive procedures like the ones that you've mentioned, how do you go about determining who the right candidate is?
90% of what I do is minimally invasive. So most people are a candidate for a minimally invasive type of procedure.
Yeah, and it sounds like not only is the incision smaller, but I've also heard the recovery time is much shorter too. Is that correct?
Well, they typically go home the next day, and it just depends. We're doing them in older population, and there's less pain because it's less invasive. You're dilating the muscle. You're not cutting the muscle. You dilate it, and so there's less scar tissue. The rehab is quicker, but we're still able to do large spinal deformity cases through small incisions, through tubes, We can come from the front of the patient through the belly. We can come from the side of the patient through little retractors. We can come from the back. So we utilize all these maneuvers in order to spare as much of the normal anatomy as possible, at the same time relieving the patient of the symptoms.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. So just in wrapping up here, what advice might you have for our audience members that, you know, want to keep a healthy back, or they might be suffering from a back problem? You know, what might you say to them around how they get it diagnosed and treated?
Well, I mean, I think it's important to get opinions and to look at and have a full evaluation of what you're dealing with. And then I think the other important thing is to keep active. And I think that's one of the most important things, is to stretch and to be as active as possible, whether it's in the water or on land. And I think it's important to utilize medications, anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers. And I also think it's important to apply ice or heat in some instances to help with the pain.
All right, Dr. Main, really appreciate your time today. That's Dr. John Main, a neurosurgeon at Ocala Health Neurological Institute. Thanks for checking out this episode of Hellman of Health. Head to ocalahealthneurologicalinstitute.com to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you.